Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, 11:11, it says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Did Sarah get results?
Yes.
Did her body change?
Yes.
Did she see the birth of the child they'd always wanted?
Yes.
She received. How'd she do it?
Faith.
By faith. It wasn't just Abraham's faith, it said Sarah herself. This is her faith. But it tells us what her faith was based on. What was it? Read the last part of the verse.
She judged him faithful.
She what?
She judged him faithful.
She judged God faithful.
Amen.
Faithful. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful. Faithful means trustworthy, which means worthy of trust.
Yes.
Faithful means reliable. Faithful means dependable. She said, God, you are dependable. You know, when he first told her she's going to bear a child, she laughed back, you know, in the tent. So she's wavering big time, isn't she? She's doubting. Oh, but there's life after doubt. You can blow it. You can waver. You can doubt. But you can get over it. It's proof. We talked about both Abraham and Sarah. Both of them did it. But both of them wound up in Hebrews 11. After wavering. After doubting. But what? How did they get past it? How did they get out of the doubt, the wavering, the vacillating, the wondering and questioning stuff? How'd they get out of it? With her, it says she judged God faithful. Don't run past that statement too quickly and go, yeah, I know it. I think God's faithful. No. She judged him faithful concerning her specific situation and what he had told her. When he said that about this time next year there was going to be a child, she laughed at it at first, but she got to thinking about it after he left, and she said, now hold on. God has never lied to us. He's always been there for us. He's come through every time. So if he said it, he is well able to do it. And I say he is faithful. I say he is dependable. I say he is reliable. I say we can count on what he said. And when she got that in her spirit, and she took that stand, the wavering stopped. The doubting ceased. Can you do that?
Yes.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Through the realization that God is faithful. I'm going to read some scriptures to you. Don't try to turn to these, but just you can jot the references down if you want to, or you can just listen. Deuteronomy 7:9, I'm going to go through these quickly. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Somebody say the faithful God. He keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Psalm 36:5 says, your faithfulness reaches into the clouds. Every time you see a bunch of clouds, you ought to go, faithful. God's faithful. His faithfulness reaches all through the heavens and the earth. The Bible says, O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. The scripture says in Psalm 119, your word forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, and your faithfulness is unto all generations. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In Daniel 6:26, it says, God, he is the living God, and he is steadfast forever. Can you count on Him? You can count on Him. We sing about this one. It's from Lamentations 3 and 22 and 3. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Somebody say it out loud. Great is Thy faithfulness. When you get that settled concerning your specific situation, you quit doubting. You quit wavering. Why? Because God can't lie. And He can't fail. He is dependable. You can count on Him. Now that's why the enemy has worked so hard to infiltrate. That's not the word that escapes me, but it has to do with a dilution and a perversion of doctrine, as so many Christians now are believing, well, you just never know what God's going to do. And people don't realize how poisonous that is and how serious that is, because what did you just get through saying? What if you said that about me? Somebody said, well, Brother Keith is going to come and speak this morning. And somebody said, well, you just never know what Brother Keith is going. What'd you just get through saying about me? You got through saying I'm not faithful. You can't depend on me. Well, I don't mean that, brother. Well, what do you mean then? If God said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, and you say, well, I know He said that, but you just never can tell what God's going to. Well, why won't He do what He said He would do? If He said He'd meet all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, why can't you count on that? Yeah, but it might not be God's will. Then He doesn't mean what He says. Or either He's unfaithful. It can't be. All of these can't be true. I believe He means what He says. I believe if you'll count on Him, if you'll depend on it, and don't doubt it. Because see, it is the doubting that causes it not to happen. Can you see how subtle and crafty the enemy's been in weaving this in so many things? Well, just pray though, if it be Thy will, because it might not be. Well, you're not persuaded of His faithfulness. Look through it and you'll see people of faith. The three Hebrew children standing outside that fiery furnace, they said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us. No ifs, no buts, no if it be God's will. What are they saying? We can count on Him. David, teenager, freckle-faced boy, standing out there looking at that monster of a giant, Goliath. And he said, the God whom I serve, He delivered, you know, the lion into my hand and the bear into my hand, and you'll be just like him. The woman with the issue of blood, when I press through this crowd and touch His garment, I'll be healed. Faith is positive. Faith is definite. Why? It has found out what God has said. It has found out the will of God, and it is persuaded that God is faithful. He's dependable. You can count on Him. You can rely on Him. That's why this church has always had plenty and will always have plenty. That's why you and your family are always going to have plenty. Right? We're not going to do with that. We're not going under. Well, now you better not talk like that, preacher. Because you just never know. Well, maybe you don't know, but we know. We know. And it's why we've been so blessed. And it's why God is going to continue right on. We will not suffer lack. We will not want. Because God is faithful. Say it again. God is faithful. Say it again. God is faithful. Faithful. That's why we're not consumed. That's why we don't fail. Great is Thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Listen to this. The Bible said, Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, don't be afraid. For the Lord your God, He it is that does go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Say it out loud, He will never forsake me. Yeah. He will never fail me. God told Joshua, you remember in Joshua 1:5, He said, "There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you." Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now you're there in Hebrews, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Go to the 13th chapter. Hebrews 13 and 5. 13 and 5, let your conversation, your lifestyle be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He has said, this is where our contentment comes from. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now listen to the Amplified on this one, because it brings out some of the meaning of the literal Greek. This is not just a repetition, this is actually there. The Amplified says like this, He, God Himself, has said. Who said it?
God.
He, God Himself. I will not in any way fail you.
Amen.
Or give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, said it three times.
That's right.
In the original, I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake you or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. How many times did he have to say light be? But knowing the world we would live in, and knowing the things that could come to our head and our feelings, He says to us, I will not. I will not. I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake you or leave you. I'm not going to do it. Oh, my. Is He faithful?
Yes.
Can you count on Him?
Yes.
Can you depend on Him?
Yes.
Can you say, I know He'll be here. I know the money will come. I know my body's going to change and be all right. I know it. I count on it. Why? Well, if you're doing that, you're not wavering. You're not back and forth. You're not vacillating. And that's the kind of man or woman that's going to see the miracle, that's going to get the results, because you really are believing God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Anchor to the Soul, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104J. That's R1104J. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.